This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Oh, good evening.
We should have had party music tonight, Brady, instead of our normal theme.
Do you know, I was debating it for quite some time about what do we play to celebrate Joy's 20th birthday.
Happy birthday, Joy. There are party hats on the desk here, except we've got headphones on.
And can I say, hello, can I say...
What is this? Why is there a third voice in the studio? What's going on? Is your name Brett?
Yes. I was actually going to introduce our wonderful guest star tonight.
But he couldn't help himself.
He got too excited.
Because there are those things that you blow make noise.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering how many people have actually blown these already, and who's done? Like, I will.
I'm brave. Cover your ears, listeners.
That was a fizzer.
Let me give this one a go.
I've just busted a few bases
over Australia.
Hey, happy birthday, Joy.
Happy birthday,
20
Joy.
Tomorrow.
Tonight, guys, we are going back to 1993, where it all began for Joy.
Where Joy was born and where a lot of great music was born as well.
And you know the funny thing is, Brady and I have been debating about the different tracks, and we've just realised the other day, oh, shivers, we played most of the tracks from 1993. So clearly a good year for both of us, Brady.
Clearly. It was full of prime... Doof doof.
Yeah. And pop. A new musical style.
Hey, listen, before we go any further, yes. We do always like to get our listeners involved in the show. The question of the night after 10 seconds deliberation is going to be, tell us your memories of 1993. Now, if you weren't born in 1993, just make something up and tell us what your favourite thing about the early 90s
is. Can I say the other day, now, even though in the UK it started in 92, we didn't get Ab Fab till 93. And that was the first time Ab Fab was played in Australia.
Oh.
Yes, yep. Very...
Getting a blank look from me. That's another one of those things that I don't understand.
Oh, right. Michael, do you remember Ab Fab at least?
I have the complete set of DVDs.
I know what it is. I just don't get the humour.
Let me speak.
I've got a prize to give away for anyone who does get involved. It's a DVD. It's Gaby storyline. Straight girl, gay boy think about having a baby together. And hilariously bitchy but sweet comedy. And that's thanks to Joy, which is turning 22. Tomorrow.
Oh my God, very hard selection of music tonight, and we are going to be playing quite a variety of Dancy Nancy music. And the first one is, look, I'm sorry, I have to play, I have not heard a lot of RuPaul on Joy.
Yes, correct.
And I think we should play more RuPaul. This goes back to 1993. It's not Supermodel, because that was 92.
Ah.
It's just as good. It's Back to My Roots.
Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. I love you, Mama.
My hair is a revolution.
Hi, this is Kate Sobrano. Happy birthday, Joy 94.9. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Kate, bless you, darling.
She was doing well too. She did that little at the end there.
I know.
Kind of took the edge
She's
off.
She's running to the studio and ran out again. Goodness. Yeah. Thanks, Kate Sobrano,
hey,
for
look,
joining
it,
us.
It is Joy's 20th birthday tomorrow. It's also World AIDS Day. And tonight on The Affair, we have gone back 20 years to 1993 in honour of the occasion.
I know. It's very exciting. Very exciting. Now, Brady, we've got a giveaway, haven't we, tonight?
We totally have a giveaway tonight. The giveaway is the DVD Gaby, Straight Girl, Gay Boy, Think About Having a Baby Together. It's thanks to Joy. If you would like to win it, just participate in the show by telling us what are your memories of 1993, or if you're like me and far too young, just make something up.
Oh, rubbish. Such a liar.
There's only one person who's really young in this room, and it's not either one of us. It's Michael, because Michael, back in 1993...
Yes.
You were 10.
I was 10 years old.
I feel so old.
Oh, it's okay. Someone has to be old anyway. You might as well be you.
Yes. So do you remember much of 1993, or is it so like you were too young to actually remember it?
Oh, look, I'm sure there are parts of it that I could remember if I was on a couch with some professional helping me through the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But otherwise, no, not really.
Oh.
No, it's all just a blur.
Oh. Brady, what about you?
Okay, so I was at uni. I was my second year at uni. Mm-hmm. I was going out a lot, hence some of the bad club tracks I'm playing tonight, mm-hmm. and some of the good ones as well. And I was doing volunteer work because it is a World AIDS Day today. I was actually doing
tomorrow,
so apologies. I was actually doing volunteer work for the West Australian AIDS Council. So I used to go out on the van and we would give out safe sex kits, mm-hmm. Packs, as well as safe drugs. Kids as well. And that was a real eye-opener because I was a boy from the suburbs, very middle class, very white. And then I was on the drug van and doing work for the AIDS Council in between classes. So it was a real eye-opener. Oh. Yeah. And yourself, Mr. Sweeting.
Well, in 1993, I was dating an extremely attractive young lady.
Oh, right. Mm. How long did that go for?
18 months.
Oh, long term.
Mm-hmm. Oh, long term.
Long term.
No, no flash in the pan.
No,
here,
no. Yes.
Ooh, what's her name?
I can't say.
Because she's famous.
Kind of famous.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, like not really famous, but she's kind of...
She's a celebrity.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Okay, enough to be known.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay,
well,
good.
We don't want to
Let's call her... Jane.
Oh, Jane.
Yes.
Jane sounds lovely.
Yes, she was.
So do we talk about the journey to the rainbow?
Well, look,
or
Jane,
not?
I'll tell you what happened with Jane is that Jane and I went to her friend's 21st birthday.
Yes.
And her friend was a lady lesbian.
Yes. Oh, we'll call her Beatrice.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to call her Gertie, but Beatrice is
Beatrice
good.
Is nice. Yeah.
Anyway, so she had her birthday party at what was then called Three Faces in Commercial Road. And because I was a kind and generous soul, I was friends with Jane, I said... You know, oh, I'll come with you if you're a bit uncomfortable, because Jane was a little bit uncomfortable going to the...
I'll hold your handbag when you go get the drink.
That's right. I'll stay in the middle for you.
So that was quite an eye-opening affair. And then a couple of months later, Jane and I were out and about, and I was trying to build up the courage to say, hey, look, Jane, I think I might be a bit gay, because we were like really good friends. We
I'm
were
glad
at uni
you added
together.
Big in front of that as well.
And we were kind of, joking around, and next thing I know...
Shirt off, kissing a man?
We were pashing in the front seat of the car.
And, that's lovely.
No, it wasn't lovely because it was the night that I was planning on making the big announcement, both to her and to myself. And so then it kind of shoved me back in the closet for another 18 months. And
But you finally made it out.
I did, yes, and eventually.
That's
the main thing.
Hey, one of my favourite albums from 1993, guys, was Regret by New Order. I just love New Order. I still love New Order. I mean, they're all a little bit older now as well. Never got into Joy Division. A little bit too serious and sad. But New Order always took on a new meaning for me. Every time I've listened to their songs over the years, absolutely love it. This is their second single that they released from their track. Very loud as well tonight. And it's called World. You're listening to the 1993 Affair on Joy 94.9.
I turn sideways to the sun and keep my thoughts from everyone.
Joy.
That's the price of love. If we could buy it now.
That was World, or also known as The Price of Love by New Order. Back in 1993, you're on Joy 94.9. It's the 1993 Affair. Now, can I talk... I was just about to tell the boys during the song, the one of the things I loved about that song, it's actually... The film clip is actually shot in Saint-Tropez.
Ooh.
And it's this fabulous older lady, very rich, getting off a yacht, farewelling, and she's walking down a huge, like, jetty... And then it pans away from, she sits down and has lunch with friends, and then it goes to another table and it's a gay couple who are fighting. And then he goes off and storms into the hotel. And then you see a very young woman with a very old man meeting at the reception and then going up to their room. And then eventually you see a young man coming out. So it's all about different lovers during the whole thing, and about what is the price of love. And it's shot in black and white, and it's very Herb Ritzy, and it's fabulous. Check it out when you can.
Get onto that.
Now, I want to talk about back in 1993, Michael, what was going on with Eurovision?
Oh, look, we all know. Yes.
Before we start, can I just say 1993 was the very first Eurovision I ever saw.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
But look, we're not just randomly plucking that question. Michael is our resident Eurovision expert, and we are 3/4 of the Joy Eurovision team.
Absolutely. Correct. And we'll be joined in a moment with another one.
Yes.
But at the time, when Michael, you've got the microphone and won't be interrupted.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A whole, 4 minutes without interruption. I'm so excited. But no, in 93, we all know that the 90s was the decade of Ireland, you know, yes. And they just kept going and going and going and going. However, 93, the Johnny Logan just won in 92.
Yes. Second win.
Correct.
Yes.
In Malmö.
Mamma.
There you go.
I know. Everything just collides.
Don't you love complete circles?
What's old is new again.
Circles. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Michael.
That's okay. But in 93, the Irish thought that they would do something a bit different.
Yes.
And they went to Mill Street. Mill Street, which was a town of about 1,500 people, in pretty much a horse shed.
That's right.
Mm.
Now, why did they do that again? Were they trying to, bolster
economy?
I think
they just needed a large venue, didn't they? It was like an equestrian centre or something.
Yeah, it was. An equestrian horse auction.
Because back in the day then too, Eurovision wasn't quite as big as it is now. Like, it wasn't a 38,000 seat venue it has been recently.
Yeah. But afterwards, the whole thing was also that the people in charge of the location offered it for free to RTE.
Oh, wow.
So that was another little bit of an extra deal on the side, I reckon. Cut costs. Apparently, the BBC called the location a cowshed in Ireland, and the Irish weren't too happy about that.
No, I could imagine that. Funny that.
But it was a very interesting contest. There was the first year that Slovenia, Croatia and Bosnia and Herzegovina were in it. That was the first year. And before that, there was an actual qualifying final in Ljubljana where all those new countries had to fight for the 3 spots.
And we forget that because, I was at school in the 80s and uni in the 90s, and when the Berlin Wall came down in the late
80s. It took him a long time to finish his degree.
Oh, it did. No, not the whole 90s. Just that particular 1993 we're talking about tonight, Brett. Not a whole decade. That the flow-on effect of opening up from the East, it seemed the first thing was everyone wanted to get on Eurovision.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were 7 or 8 countries who were in that little special qualifying final for 3 spots. Slovenia won that one.
Yeah.
The only thing they've won. And Croatia came second, Bosnia came third. And they didn't do too well in the finals.
No.
The final. The one show.
Yes, it wasn't a dragged 3 shows affair, was it, Brennan?
No, it certainly wasn't. Because Ireland did that year as well, didn't they?
Well, yeah, the bookies had their money on the UK. Good old Sonia.
Oh, God. Yes. This song has traumatised me for years. It's the only thing I remember about that song contest. And I don't remember any of it except for, 2 lines out of it. And it was just mortifyingly awful. But she came second.
She came second. The bookies had her. Better the Devil You Know was supposed to win. Apparently, she even put 500 quid on herself.
Really?
To win.
Really?
Allegedly, that happened. But no, the Irish entry did win. It was what's the name? What's that? How do you say that Irish name? That name?
Oh, is it not like Siobhan, but it's spelled like Siobhan?
Yeah. I work with an Irish girl, and her name is nothing like what it looks like on paper.
Do you know how long it took me to say Roisin Murphy's name correctly? I always thought it was Roisin. Oh, 2-3 years.
She was Raisin?
Raisin. Like a Roisin in the sun.
Look, if you're Irish and you know how to say the name that's spelled N-I-A-M-H, 0427 Joy 94. Let's give it a pronunciation guide and we should be fine.
Absolutely.
And look, if you do, you might even win the DVD Gaby. Straight girl, gay boy, think about having a baby together. Hilarious, bitchy, sweet comedy. Thanks to Joy.
But also the last thing, the main thing was that in 93, there were three people who came back.
Yes.
There was Tony Vegas, who was the 92 Austrian entry.
Yes.
There was the 79 Finnish person, Katri Helena. And Tommy Seebach from Denmark, who participated in 79 and 81, came back in 93.
That's a long time between drinks, isn't
it? That's a huge time.
That's like 14 years, yeah.
Well, it takes time to make, I was going to say good music, but I won't, music in that time. So yeah. it was all happening.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. It's the 1993 affair. We're going back 20 years to celebrate Joy's 20th birthday.
Hey, this is Anthony Clear wishing Joy 94.9 a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. You're listening to a 1993 affair on Joy 94.9, and we're joined by another beautiful guest to help celebrate Joy's 20th birthday. On the line, all the way over the Tasman, it's the darling Hikaru. How are you?
Kia ora, y'all. How y'all doing? And how are you doing, Michael?
I'm well, Hickey. You sound very Mary Zealandish today.
Mary Zealandish? Well, I'm still sort of recovering from Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks.
Did you eat a whole turkey?
Well, no, I ate a significant portion of a rump roast. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, that's not very traditional Thanksgiving style-y. Did you have pumpkin pie at least?
No, I didn't. I actually seasoned it with plantains. I sort of did a nice little New Zealand spin on it.
You're lame. You'll never get back into Wisconsin with that attitude.
Did you make a corn? Did you make the corn people, the corn pilgrims?
The corn pilgrims.
Do you not do that? Well, Martha does it every year.
No, she doesn't. Her stylists behind the scene do.
Horror film.
Horror film. Oh, my. So did you share your Thanksgiving? What were you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I'm in this lovely nation. I'm thankful for all the times that I had at Joy 94.9. I'm thankful that I was able to do a show with y'all. Thankful for everything, many things.
Speaking of Joy 94.9, Hickey, now everybody, well, a lot of listeners would know you because you've been on quite a few shows. You did Breakfast News, Saturday Nights with Andy, name escapes me.
Andy Bell.
No, I know who Andy is. The name of the show escapes me.
The Full Catastrophe.
The Full Catastrophe. I was going to say, thank God it's Saturday. I knew that wasn't
Hikaru,
right.
Hikaru, I remembered.
But Hickey, look, tonight's show is all about 1993. What were you doing in 1993?
Well, unlike some people, I was actually a teenager in 1993. And considering that, I'm saying that whole little blurred thing, I ain't buying that, Mr. Michael. No. But I remember 1993 more significantly.
I remember it like the back of my hand.
Back in 1993.
You used to wear an onion on your belt, but I couldn't afford an onion, so I wore a white belt.
Well, because that was the last year house music was popular in the U.S.
Really? I know. This is what it floored me in the 90s with house music because it came out of Chicago, didn't it, Hikaru?
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Apologies. And kicked some major club floor backside. And then it just sort of, it was killed off, whereas Manchester in the U.K. really ran with it.
Well, it's hard to say. It's just that we all decided in the U.S. that we like wearing flannel more often, and so that's...
Yeah, it all went very grungy, didn't it?
Oh, yes, of course, because of Seattle.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. He had a lot to answer for.
Now, I do want to share one little thing about Joy. Is that I want to say that Joy has got amazing international reach, as evidenced right now, because y'all calling me down here in New Zealand. But one of the things is my first exposure to Joy was not in Australia.
Really? Where was it?
It was actually while I was in my other life as a CEO of a company, because I can't necessarily say it. And
is that because you're not allowed, or you literally cannot say it?
Well,
there's
no,
some
I
sort
can
of court order,
it, but it would not be kosher for me.
Okay,
let's
right.
say you were CEO of the company Jane Incorporated.
Yeah, let's put it that way. I was CEO of the company Jane Incorporated, and it was a very snowy night, and I was just coming out of the office in the U.S. because I was commuting between Australia and the U.S., and I was missing a little bit of Australia at the time. And I decided to go put a whole bunch of Joy podcasts, which is a good my way of saying download our podcast right now, into my car, and let me tell you, instantly, my whole, the whole stress of the day, it just disappeared.
Oh,
and I said I had to be involved with that station.
That's lovely. I mean, I probably, like many listeners and maybe the people in the room as well, is that I used to tune in when I moved here in 97. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the running joke about what, because it was sharing the band with another station, you either got Kylie or the Koran, you know? So it was always initially quite hard to find Joy, but when they went full time, it was great because you could, I could play it at work, I could play it in the car. It was wonderful.
And Hickey, I think you're right with the international thing, because my lovely other half used to listen to us in Mexico before he moved here. So maybe we're doing our bit for either what you might call the immigration problem or bringing people to Australia.
Well, that's good.
Bob Cash
nice
is joining us tonight.
Us doing better than y'all right now. Now, I do actually have a nice little Maori expression I have prepared.
Is it rude? Will we get complaints from those people who do speak Maori?
And can I also say, before you say it, Hikaru, yeah. Brittany and I were screaming about Kiorio and we were saying hello is Kiorio and goodbye is Kiora.
Sorry, it's Kiora.
Sorry,
not Kiorio. It's a biscuit.
Oh my god.
Kiora.
Oh my god. I had a massage.
I'm even drawing it so it's easier to pronounce the Kiora.
Hickey, I had a massage this afternoon and literally I
we don't
just
need to know that.
Hikaru.
He's been on another planet.
I have literally,
sorry.
I left my phone at home. I was running late. It's insane. I'm having problems with the music.
Anyway, so what's your little Maori?
It's the moon in the seventh house. Now, this is Rafanau, joy iwatekau mawa painawa.
I'll have what he's having.
I picked out the word joy birthday. In the middle of it.
Oh, lovely.
It just means happy birthday, Joy 94.9.
Oh, beautiful.
Rafanau.
Very nice.
Lordy,
very
lordy.
Nice.
Anything else from 1993, Hickey?
Oh, well, when you first played that RuPaul sound,
yes.
song,
can do you
I
remember
say,
it?
I do remember
good.
It because I remember RuPaul making a big to-do about the fact that she got, I get confused in that.
I think she when she's called RuPaul.
When it's Ru, it's she.
I'm trying
she.
To remember if she said it while she, or if he said it while it was to he, because it was in actually I'm going to go with she because it was in her book.
All right.
In her book, she was very proud of the fact that she got LaWanda Page. Now, LaWanda Page, you don't might remember if you ever saw Sanford and Son.
Pardon?
LaWanda Page from Sanford and Son, the U.S. sitcom.
Oh, look, I didn't think that aired over here, Hickey.
Oh, okay.
No, well, no, no. We got the Cosbys when it came to African Americans. I know, but when we got African Americans in Australia, it was Good Times and the Cosby Show.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was our exposure.
Quality.
Well, to any Americans listening now, LaWanda Page was in the video for Back to My Roots.
She wasn't the hairdresser.
No, she was the sour-faced-looking old black woman.
Okay. Okay.
Good description.
And I actually say, in my closing remarks about the year 1993, is
yes.
I do remember that is the last year I did actually have a high top fade.
Oh, no. Did you really have a high top?
There is only so way you could style black hair. It's either shave it or you can shave it, dread it, or let it grow upwards.
Yes. Was it like house party style?
It was not that bad as Kid from Kid and Play. In fact, 1993, I think, was the last year a house party movie actually came out.
Oh, look, Hikaru, it's been wonderful yet again. And this next song that Brady's chose, it is just for you because I think you've got it.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
It's your independence, my boy. It's by Lulu back in 93. Hikaru, so lovely to speak to you.
Great talking to you guys as well.
See you soon. You're on Joy 94.9.
Ate mai.
Joy.
Joy 94.9. That was Independence by Lulu. What a great track from
1993. God, I love that song.
So fabulous. Hey, another of our guests have to leave us, Brady.
Yeah, Hickey's gone, and now Michael is leaving us to run off and do something.
I'm a busy person this weekend. I'm not sure why. I'm never am, and then this weekend, bang. Oh, there I go.
There you go.
Michael, we can normally hear you on 6 at 6,
I will be
we?
Waking you up every morning this week at 6 o'clock on the 6 at 6 on Joy 94.9.
You're always in my bed. Oh. Well, you're in bed with me, I should say, at 6 on 6.
And Andrew, my
word. And Andrew, it's a busy... Well,
oh, it's cosy. It's nice. Cozy. It's a great way to wake up.
I'll bring you a cup of tea. It's
thanks,
all right.
Thanks. I need it at that time.
Nice work.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be back with more on the 1993 Affair on Joy 94.9 right after this.
Hi, I'm Susie Quattro, wishing Joy 94.9 a very happy birthday. Dun-da-da-da.
Hey, you're listening to the 1993 Affair. It is part of the big Joy birthday celebrations. We turn 20 tomorrow. If you're listening and you want to shoot us a message or something, you can win a DVD. It's Gaby. We have had a couple of messages in. Simon says we crack him up and he loves the show.
Thanks, Simon.
And Andrew thinks it's great. Well, actually, he says it's so good to hear our friendly voices on air. And he says we are correct about Joy having global reach. And he always listens to Joy when he travels.
I tell you what, when I was doing Tuesday nights with Catching Up, we used to have a lot of listeners coming, listening from Germany and the UK.
Yes.
Which was great.
And I think they do, especially with the because of the time difference, it's the late night shows. Because back in the day when I used to do front desk reception for Breakfast News, when I first got involved with Joy, there would often be messages coming in from far and wide.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful because Joy goes out to the world? I can't believe it's 20 years of Joy, though. It's still pretty phenomenal.
I know. How long have you been on Joy, Brady?
Just for the last 18 months. Mm. But I've been a long-term listener for, 6, 7 years. And I've been a member for pretty much that time as well because, obviously, Joy is a community-based radio station and we basically run on the smell of an oil rag. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what gets pumped out of these studios. There's only a few full-time members of staff. Everyone else is volunteers. Over 200, is it 250? Mm-hmm. Or
something like that.
It's incredible. And people spend their time here.
Yep. And there's huge productions going on here. There's a huge production tomorrow, obviously, for the big World AIDS Day simulcast-y broadcast thing. But yeah, hey, look, get onto the website anyway, joy.org.au, and become a member if you're not already. You should feel guilty because, you know, we've been surviving for 20 years with not enough money, so get onto it.
Absolutely, and I have signed up my family, my friends.
Is your cat a member?
No, Rabbit is on with Andrew and myself.
Membership.
It is family membership, but no, I haven't gone to the point of just getting it. But I think it's wonderful when our Joy listeners do, when they do actually assign it. I think it's great.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
absolutely.
Get onto it.
So 1993, I was out and I was a uni student.
You were out and proud and doing so half of Perth by the sound of things.
I wouldn't say half of Perth because I'd already done the other half the year before. Boom,
right.
Boom. But no, it was a really exciting year. I remember going to my first Pride Parade in 1993. And that was the one I've told you. That was the one with the drag queens.
Oh, where it all got out of control.
Oh, these drag queens just flying down William Street because it was such a hill. And they had these huge sort of like mini floats as their dresses. And one, it just got out of control. And these muscle Marys are trying... running down William Street. It was hilarious. It was so much fun.
It's such a shame that back in 1993, A, most people didn't have mobile phones, B, they didn't have video capability on their non-existent mobile phones, and there was no internet and YouTube. Otherwise, we could have all been laughing at this hilarity.
I know, and even the photos, I've looked back at the photos from 20 years ago, and it's not like because digital cameras are so good. I mean, they're on mobile phones, for God's sake. They're so good. When you look at the photos from the 90s, everything seems washed out. I mean, I know the 90s wardrobe were a bit washed out anyway and downplayed, but it's even extra because the camera, the technology there just wasn't there, Brady.
Yeah, and no one has photos of that time because now, of course, you know, everyone takes 800 photos of, you know, their meal every time they go out. Whereas back then it was old school negatives that you had to take to the Photoshop to get developed. It was expensive.
I know, Photoshop. What's a Photoshop? And it's not an app, guys.
No. And, I remember like years later, this wasn't in 1993 because I was far too young, but later on when I was travelling and I had a camera, like a you know, old school camera, what do you call them? Like 35mm camera. I would just take like one photo in each town because it was so expensive.
It was,
and I was going traveling for 2 years and I thought, I can't take like, you know, hundreds of photos. Now, go away for 8 days, come back, I have 1,500 photos I have to cull down.
Which you never look at. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what I loved in the 90s that came out was the disposable cameras. And even up until about probably 7 or 8 years ago, I loved them because you could take them to the party. It didn't matter if someone spilt, you know, something on them or dropped it or whatever. You take it, get them developed, and they were always fantastic. Weddings started doing, people going to weddings,
yeah.
They started living because they would get all these great candid snaps. Now, granted, out of 50 photos, you might only see two good ones, but it was just capturing the moment.
Yeah.
Speaking of capturing the moment,
yes.
Freddie, your next song.
Well, I was talking earlier about going to the lovely Three Faces, and
yes.
I reckon I might have danced to this song back then. This is so 1993, this song. It just sums up the music from that year. It's the Urban Cookie Collective.
Woo!
Feels like heaven.
You enjoy 94.9. It's our 20th birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Hi, this is Taylor Dane wishing Joy 94.9 a very happy birthday.
It has been a celebration tonight of 20 years ago. 1993 was the year, and it's been a 1993 affair.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say a big thank you because I saw the Ambassador John Berry on Breakfast Television not so long ago, and he's just such a lovely man. And I love the fact that the US has appointed such an openly, like, he is open, gay, he talks about his partner, he's so proud of being an American, but proud of being a gay man, proud of being the ambassador. It was really, I was really impressed, and he seemed so warm, and it was really lovely. But, you know, I know he's a diplomat, let's not be cynical, but it was really lovely.
Good-o. Do you know what else has been lovely? Our guests this evening.
Oh, Brady, haven't they ever? Big thank you to Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And a big thank you to Hikaru.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate and Taylor Dane and Susie Quattro.
And everyone else who participated.
Everyone else. My goodness. I hope it's been a bit... look, I think, well, chukkas to Joy, Brady.
Yeah. Don't forget, Joy has its big mega World AIDS Day podcast simulcast webby thing. There is equipment everywhere here around the studio. Get online to the Joy website, party. Get onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and you can find out all the details about that. They have been working so hard getting ready for it. It's going to be a great production.
Now, Brady, we played RuPaul Back to My Roots as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
And the ender, there's only one ender of the year.
It's super gay. It's a super gay anthem.
Takes me back exactly to 1993. It has to be Pet Shop Boys.
Go West.
Oh, any final words, Brady?
I say happy birthday to Joy.
Happy birthday, Joy, and good night, Australia.
Hashtag Joy20.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world. Joy.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.